This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Frosty air, the light time, the bright time.
Oh, maybe this is a mistake.
Victoria Keeler and Kara Schillinger here on the DJV show. I have a good thought for Jen Jen as she gets better. The goal on this program is to set in motion conversation, to commit you or recommit you to important, sometimes powerful conversations about good things, about things that are troubling us or that are on our minds. I think that one of the New Year's resolutions I will have, ladies, is to recommit, as I really have. You want me to be recommitted, but I'm recommitting myself to doing the same good thing over and over again that I've done for a long time. It still thrills me to be on the air, especially having the relationship I do with all the three of you. It really is kind of a cool thing. People say, why are you still working? How do you keep your enthusiasm up? I do it because I'm surrounded by good people. So there, today is a day for us to think about banking. All right, the stock market's doing okay. However, for those, and I wonder whether the bankers are responsible for this warning, Bitcoin trading on the Chicago Exchange, it's a commodity, it's in the futures market, and some of the financial experts from the banks are warning investors. Futures trading is when you bet on an asset's value going forward. You can short it or you can bet on it gaining in the future. So this is a big step for bringing Bitcoin into the mainstream. A lot of people I know who have a lot of money are investing in two things right now. Bitcoin is one of them, and growing marijuana is another. So these two things on the horizon. The chairman of the Swiss bank UBS warning against investing in Bitcoin. It's not good for them. You can't expect a bank to tell you to invest in Bitcoin. It's just not good for them. So I honestly can't tell you anything about it. I don't even begin to understand it. You've had the opportunity to listen to me have conversations with the ladies on occasion about Bitcoin. I know it can be used in exchange and that kind of stuff, but I still don't, honestly, don't really get it. But there's a lot of money that's being made. Somebody invested last January $1,000, and last week it was worth $20,000, that $1,000 investment. So it's hard to tell people not to invest in things like that. Whether it's smoke and mirrors, hey, a lot of things that people... Look at Amazon, for God's sakes. There was that outfit lost more money than you could possibly track, yet people were throwing money at it. $200 stock, $300 stock. Now what's the stock worth? It's in the stratosphere. So, and it turned out to be quite the company. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think Amazon will rule the world someday, buying up this company and that company, doing this, that, or the other. And then the others who are good in the same business are trying to mimic what they're doing. Wasn't it Target that bought some startup delivery service?
Yeah.
Is they going to deliver
Shipt
in a day?
Yep.
What's it called? Shipt.
Shipt.
S-H-I-P-T.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And they're an Alabama-based startup, and they have personal shoppers who I think there's 20,000 employees now.
Oh, that's right. They, yeah. I remember
they shop for you. Yeah. And then they deliver.
Would you do that? Would you have somebody shop for you? Would you?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, and this is where the business aspect of this comes in, this is really good business for any store. And there's a ton of grocery stores that already use Shipt. So for people who are disabled or elderly or just too busy, they already use Shipt. And it's major grocery store chains in the middle of the country, which is exactly what they targeted. They didn't want it to be on the coast.
Yeah.
And so the interesting thing is the average cart price of using a personal shopper is almost double the amount that a a person in real life going to the food store, as you like to say, going to the grocery store, they spend almost twice as much when they have a shopper doing it for them. That's good business. That's a great business model.
Yeah, it is a good business model. So then, you know, you're waiting to see. This will be something that I think takes hold, especially if it's a two-job family, that kind of stuff. It's another way for people to figure out how to spend a little more time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And are they willing to spend more money to do that? I think there are probably most people that you ask that question to probably say, yeah, it is. So here's something that's a perfect gift for politicos, the lock set that the five burglars broke through to get into the Watergate in 1972 is going on the auction block this Thursday. Nate Sanders Auctions selling off a wooden display. It's about a foot tall, weighs about 4 pounds, has two doorknobs and a brass lock. Aren't people this kind of, they think the bidding will start at $50,000. What are you going to do? I mean, it's a piece of memorabilia, to be sure, a piece of history. And
weird why anyone would want this, unless you're such a U.S. history buff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you have more money than you know to do it, so something else to put in your house for people to talk about. Hey, where'd you get that? Hey, that's the Watergate. And then, you can have some fun with it. But $50,000 to start?
It's a lot. That's considering the fact that Paul McCartney just donated a limited edition Sgt. Pepper's box set that he signed, and that went for $3,000.
Yeah. That really was surprising, because most of the Beatles memorabilia goes for a lot of dough.
Right.
Yeah.
So $50,000 for a lock that essentially didn't really work.
I want to share something with you. This is from the Food for Thought Department, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the story of fellow who is Jewish, the only Jewish person in his place of employment. He wears a kippah on his head every day, or in the yarmulke. What's the kippah? Yarmulke is on your head.
Yarmulke.
What's the kippah? Anyway, whatever it is, it's some of the garb. He lives and works in a town that is heavily Southern Baptist, rural town down south. And he received a Christmas card from a coworker. He turned the coworker in to human resources because at first he thought it was religious buffoonery. I saw that quote someplace. And then the woman was obviously disconnected because she knew I was Jewish. I felt uncomfortable around her after that, and it was Christmas time and yada, yada, yada. So he said, I was suspicious of Christians. I don't know if you're, just because you're a Jew, it doesn't mean why would you be suspicious of Christians? I get that. Anyway, the point is that as we look at, what is this, the seventh day of Hanukkah today? Eighth day of Hanukkah, so it's kind of the end of the celebration. But this fellow, the HR person was smart about this, brought the two people into the office, and they discussed what her thought was upon thinking, I'll send a nice Christmas card to this nice Jewish boy. And so a resultant conversation brought about an understanding and a friendship. And instead of him being upset about getting a Christmas card, he respected her for sharing her love. She said, I didn't do this to try to upset anything. I just wanted you to know that we respected you and liked you, and the only way I could think of to express it was to send you a Christmas card and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, or whatever it was that you celebrated. So I kind of, when I view that sort of thing, I think I get it. What do you think? Is that, it started very, it was very clumsy on the at first, and unless the fellow that ran HR had, if he hadn't been so smart to bring them together and have them have a conversation about it, it could have been a big to-do. But instead, both of them understood why the man was upset. The lady understood why he was upset, because he explained it. And she explained the real reason for her sending the card to the guy. So they were both winners at the end of the day. But I think it was only because the HR guy was smart enough to figure out how to put it together.
And I mean no disrespect to most people who work in HR. In my personal experience with HR, it's been, talk about buffoonery.
Yeah.
This gives me hope for HR people because he really saved the day, he or she, whoever it was, I think, and more discussions like that should happen.
Yes.
With HR, I guess HR is just in general. If you work for a big company, HR is all about, in my experience, HR is all about protecting the company.
That's all. Yeah, I agree with you.
And so this to me is a wonderful story of a human being making a decision that isn't just about the company. It's about what's right for the two employees involved and sitting them down and trying to broker some sort of an understanding. And I think that's great.
Yep, me too. All right, so we waited on that. 16 past the hour. Here's something else to weigh in on. You know, you can laugh at this, but I actually have sent out, I've actually paid to buy my pillows and send them. I put my money where my mouth was because we get our pillows from MyPillow. The ones they send to us, they send gratis. But I went online on Sunday and I bought, I bought 8 pairs of pillows to be sent to my friends and my relatives. The kids get them. I even got a small one from Miles. They have all that stuff. You go to MyPillow.com, you can see they have all sizes and shapes of pillows made in the USA. People will love that when they receive it, and they like the big box, too. I got a big box. What's in this big box? You'll find out when you order your pillows at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of 4, plus get a 5th line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus Plan and T-Mobile One Plus Plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Great song. And this was a good group. Referred to as synth pop, synthesizer pop music from the 1980s, the Human League. And the lady singing there is Joanne Catherall, who tweeted that she wasn't allowed into the Qantas lounge at the Melbourne airport because of what she was wearing on her feet. She puts on Twitter, denied access at Qantas Business Class Lounge. Currently, UGG boots are deemed sleepwear by the lady who works there, although no problem in any of the other lounges so far. She suggested I go to one of the shops and buy some shoes. Really? True? Really? The band fans pointed out the irony. If you're in an Australian airport flying the National Airline of Australia wearing Australian footwear, which has become the largest fashion export ever out of the... who doesn't wear Uggs or have a pair of Uggs?
Probably have a pair of Uggs.
I do have a pair of Uggs.
They're so ugly.
They are. But we all own them. They're hideous.
They're warm. They're warm.
They
That's
are.
Right. They're warm. I don't care what they look like. They're warm.
The thing that makes me laugh, though, is that apparently they had a sign at the, like, it's at the airline club where she was going, and there's a sign, there's like a cross through the UGG saying that you're not supposed to wear them. So, like, she knew beforehand that you're not supposed to wear them in there.
But why? Would be the question.
They I call would be, it sleepwear, even though no one sleeps in UGGs.
Nonsense.
There's snow boots.
Yeah, but apparently it's supposed to be business casual, and UGGs do not exactly... can you imagine wearing UGGs with a suit? Not exactly,
you know,
business casual.
If I'd have gone in there with UGGs on and they told me to get out, they'd have had to call the police because I wouldn't have gone.
Oh, my God.
I would have stayed in. No way.
Well, okay. they have a lot of strict rules, so no head-to-toe gym wear, no beach wear, no sleepwear, no rubber flip-flops, and no Uggs.
See, I feel like this counts more as beach wear than sleepwear.
Yeah.
Because surfers always, I mean, that's why they are invented.
Right.
Surfers wear Uggs on the beach.
Yep. This is how the world is changing. I remember when I used to ride first class when people would pretty much be dressed up. They'd have a tie on or some formal. Now everybody wears gym clothes. They stretch out. They want to be comfortable for a six-hour ride. out across the country. Okay, so that's all right. I was talking I went to Bob's house for a Christmas party on Sunday afternoon, and his wife's family is wonderful. They're a great, great, great family. I've gotten to know them all well over the years. And his sister, his wife, his sister, is principal of an elementary school. And she said the kids are so high because it's Christmas week. She was having a pajama day where the kids could wear their pajamas to school and the teachers could wear their pajamas to school.
Yeah, my school did that when I was in elementary.
Really?
Yeah, we had spirit days.
Oh, my God. I had never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Happened when I was in
school. It's actually kind of uncomfortable because your pajamas aren't equipped to go through the day the way your regular clothes are. So I never really liked it, but we did it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the story of Joanne Catherall. Here's the story of Charlie Puth, who took to Twitter to announce the Voice Notes tour, featuring special guest actress and singer Haley Steinfeld, who actually has quite a good voice.
She does.
Hits, didn't she?
She absolutely does, yeah.
So the Voice Note tour, named after his sophomore album, Voice Notes, which is going to be released early next year, marking his first headlining stint since serving as the opening act for Shawn Mendes on tour this year. Tour is supposed to kick off in Toronto in July, 32 cities across North America, ending in West Palm Beach on September the 1st. If you want to get access to tickets, there are numerous sales going on. Tickets officially go on sale this Friday. You can get them before that, apparently. So if you're interested in Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld, that's the way to get to see them. 28 after the hour, DJV time. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow, bringing back their best offer ever. Here in this circumstance, one pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai get into the youthful CUV market with offering a young, sprightly new millennial transportation vehicle. 60% of all vehicles sold over the next year will be light trucks and SUVs, and Hyundai are right on mark. The Hyundai Kona is expected to have sporty driving characteristics and is built for the urban adventurer. It would not be a Hyundai without leading safety and technology, along with an advanced infotainment system. That system includes an 8-inch infotainment screen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and the exterior design is called Smart Armor. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network.
Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Like celebrating, the Christmas spirit is with us, and hopefully it'll stay with you for a long, long time. You and us. Is that the correct English? You and us? You? We all are sharing in the excitement. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. Jennifer is out today. Back to people in the news, The Rock, all over the place, promoting his movie Jumanji, but he really kind of wants to talk about other stuff. As is usually the case when these celebrities go on to the various talk shows, they do want to plug the movie, but then they want to go down another road. So The Rock talking about sexual misconduct, what's going on in the entertainment industry, said, quote, he was proud of the brave women who have stepped up during this, quote, watershed moment, which speaks well for him and how he's raising his daughters, especially with all the pressure in Hollywood. He said, quote, I'm so proud of Simone, 16-year-old daughter, who he says has expressed an interest in pursuing a career in acting. Naturally, the concerns are there, he added, talking about the problems, the scandals. Quote, we've had this conversation before with her because it's so prevalent. Ultimately, we circle back around to being so proud of the brave women who have stepped forward. And he goes on to talk about some of his other concerns before the conversation turned to all of the Hollywood chat. He was talking about the movie. It's called Welcome to the Jungle. I'm thinking of an old song, and you can probably find this, Kara, called Bungle in the Jungle. And it was a very silly song.
Oh, and, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, he's in a movie called Welcome to the Jungle and a movie?
No, Jumanji, comma, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, okay.
That's
Got
what
it.
The
okay.
movie is. It's sort of a throwback. It was obviously a takeoff on the movie that was done 25 years ago by Robin Williams.
Right.
And then it sort of updated with the new CGI stuff. And as I said, the thing that turned me off to it was the rhino eating some guy.
But I don't think that's real. That's part of the game. It's a board game that they get sucked into and it turns into real life. So I don't think that is actually real. Because I think it eats Jack Black's character, but he's in it the whole time. He keeps coming back.
You're telling me this isn't something that really happened?
Well, I just think it shouldn't deter you from watching the movie, where, by the way, The Rock is getting rave reviews.
He's turned into a pretty good actor, actually.
And I know you like him, so I'm just saying.
I do like him.
It's getting he's getting really good reviews for his comedy chops.
You know what people say, though, Victoria, about first impressions and how that works with you?
Yeah.
And he's been on the program a couple of times. This was, Jennifer was on the morning that he was on. And he was so pleasant, and you can tell in his voice that he's not putting it on. He's so thankful to have figured out how to do what he's doing, acting. He worked on, his father was a wrestler, so he became a wrestler. And then he realized that it was all fake and acting, and he practiced to make himself better at acting as a wrestler. And, hello, along the way, he figured, wait a minute, if I can do this, if I can act as a wrestler, why can't I act in the movies? And therefore, he and Vince McMahon struck up a deal, and I think 8 or 10 of the first movies he was in, were all produced, the same as John Cena and some of the other, I don't know if any of the women have been in, but a couple of well-known, Steve Austin, he wasn't a very good actor, he's just kind of a galoot. And Cena's okay, but The Rock, I think Cena's trying to emulate what Dwayne Johnson has done, and he's okay at it. He's not bad at it.
Yeah.
He's personable.
He was good in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
He was really good, and I think that really put him on the map for the mainstream non-wrestling fans.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the star power that The Rock has.
No.
I actually think that John Cena is funnier than The Rock is.
Really?
Yeah, and he did a skit with Jimmy Fallon, who I know you're not a huge fan of, but Jimmy Fallon does this really funny bit, and it's called Mad Lib Theater, and basically you have to say a bunch of random words in Mad Libs. And have you ever played Mad Libs?
No.
It's like a little script that's written, and there are all these random blank spots for, like, adverbs and nouns and stuff.
Really?
And you say random words, and then they act it out in this scenario. And it was the funniest one I've ever seen. It was hilarious. More funny than, like, well-known actors. So I think that he has a good career ahead of him. If he picks good movies, good projects. I think The Rock is good at doing that.
Right.
The interesting thing about The Rock, I just saw him interviewed on Ellen last week promoting Jumanji, and then Kevin Hart, his co-star, came out too. The Rock I think he's a really good actor, and he has comedic timing, but like so many other good actors, when they get on a couch, they're a little boring.
Yeah.
That's the one thing where I can kind of see your point, Kara. John Cena has more natural comedy to him, and maybe his acting isn't up to par yet, but The Rock is a little bit reversed. Kevin Hart was making a lot of funny ones liners, and The Rock doesn't improv comedy that well. He's a smart guy. He's an interesting guy to listen
pleasant.
To.
Pleasant.
Yes.
A pleasant guy.
But I see what you mean, Kara. I can't picture The Rock doing that same bit with Jimmy Fallon as well, probably.
I can't either, but The Rock has been doing it for a long, long time, so I think if John Cena just keeps working and is in it for as long a time The Rock is, then he might get to the same point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People like charming men and women. They like to think that they are real. They want to think that what they think about it. In the case of The Rock, I go back to him being on this program, how pleasant he was. He knew who was on. You could tell by, he asked questions of the people that were producing his tour, so he knew who the hosts were. He knew who Rich
which
was, who
important.
I was,
yep.
Jennifer was, and he spoke to each of us individually, which most of the time you get these boobs that come on, they don't know who they're talking to. They just go through the one-liner, or they do what Patti LaBelle did, and that's fall asleep during the good for
were
him.
Were you talking about space, perhaps, with Patti LaBelle when she fell asleep?
Stop, would you please? Next up on the People Report, Jesse Baruba. Everybody know who Jesse is? Northern California fellow tried to burglarize a business by entering through the chimney. Problem was, he was too big to get down the chimney and got stuck. This happens at least once a year. My recollection is there's always some jerk who decides he's going to pull a fast one and get stuck in the chimney. Police report says he went down the chimney and found himself lodged inside of it. He reached for his cell phone and dialed 911 for help. And the police department and fire department showed up. They had to use special equipment to get him out. He was arrested and charged with criminalizing Santa. Good God. So how does Santa do it, though? I mean, think about it.
I don't know. Well, according to the Santa Claus movies, he shrinks, and he can adjust to any size of chimneys.
Yeah, hang on, see? Speaking of Santa Claus, I think the Pope would make a good... What would happen if the Pope donned a Santa Claus outfit at the Vatican for the children of people who work there.
Hmm.
They're not all celibate. They're not all just a bunch of men. They're sort of a business thing going on there.
If any Pope would do it, it would be this one. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Happy birthday to the Pope, by the way. Pope Francis, 81 years old. A lot of children were at the party. Apparently they brought a big pizza in with birthday candles on it. It's a 13-foot-long pizza. And the Pope told them to eat it because it would make them grow. So there were a lot of people at the party, and then outside in the St. Peter's Square, there were children yelling, "Happy birthday," in Italian, obviously, to Pope Francis. He replied from his window, which overlooks the square, "Thanks a lot, thanks a lot." I think he did that in Italian, though.
Probably.
Yeah, right. Would
that be grazie, grazie?
Grazie, grazie, grazie. I learned that when I was in Italy. Pretty good, huh? Grazie, grazie. That's about it, though. Buongiorno.
That's all you picked up? Buongiorno and grazie.
The driver was a wonderful guy, and I could communicate with him. He spoke really no English at all, but we communicated well. It was kind of funny. Yeah, he was a wonderful guy. He had a great gleam in his eye. He is a very interesting. He helped out as a tour person. He also drove an ambulance, and he was responsible for one of the most interesting art collections in the city. He brought us into his shop, and he builds artifacts out of clay, and he's fascinatingly good at it. He was really a very interesting guy. So anyway, happy birthday to the Pope, to the Pope, to the Pope, to the Pope. Happy birthday to the Pope. Maria Menounos. Pronouncing your name correctly?
Menounos.
Menounos.
It's not a yos at the end.
I never...
That would make her Spanish. She's Greek.
I told you I rode on the plane with her back from L.A. to Boston, because she's from Boston originally.
Right.
And I didn't know who she was. So we had a car. She had on sunglasses and that kind of stuff. But we had a nice conversation, and it didn't make any difference who she was at the end. She said, I forgot how we got to who each other was, but we had a nice chat. She's a nice, very pleasant woman.
I interviewed her once. She was wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, didn't you think she was nice? Yeah. Anyway.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
She's been talking about the pressure of working in the entertainment industry and how that's affected her health. She said, quote, "I think the chronic stress on the body is bad." Yeah, it is, no matter what you're working in. She has brain cancer, and her mother had brain cancer.
Hers wasn't cancer. Hers was a tumor, but her mom has stage 4 brain cancer.
Yeah. So that can't be. I mean, talk about pressure and stress.
Yeah.
That'd do it. Never mind the entertainment industry.
Yep.
But she did. The tumor's about the size of a golf ball. She had it taken out, and apparently she's okay, right? She does.
It seems to be, yep.
Yeah.
She said it was, at the time, she was slurring her speech, and she couldn't read the teleprompter, and she thought she was having a stroke. She didn't know what was wrong, and it was the tumor. Yeah.
She said, quote, what this has done is shift my focus into more of a mind-body-spirit kind of grounding that needs to happen. Now, that's my theme. We are all mind, body, spirit. The body is connected to the mind. The mind is connected to spirit. And that's how it works. You may or may not acknowledge that. But in my mind, that's the only thing, frankly, that makes any sense at all when you're trying to figure out what this crazy life, what our experience is all about. You got to connect them all to make something make any sense. Roger Granquist. How do you do, Roger? From Fremont, Michigan. Listening to the DJV show, Roger, Granquist. Hi, Roger. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
After now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan with an update on cell phone safety guidelines for you. Other things as time allows. If you're in the know, you perhaps are thinking about how you're feeling. Are you alone during the holidays? A lot of people are alone. That's a common experience. In fact, 31% of adults report having felt lonely during the holiday season in the past 5 years. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, who is president of the AARP Foundation, has some food for thought for us.
Feelings of loneliness during the holidays are common. In fact, 31% of adults report having felt lonely during the holiday season in the past 5 years. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, president of AARP Foundation, explains.
There's a growing epidemic of loneliness that affects more than 8 million older adults. And over 40% of adults say they're worried about a family member or friend feeling lonely during the holiday season.
Research highlights the dangers of loneliness in older age, including increases in blood pressure, depressive symptoms, and greater cognitive decline.
I encourage people to visit connect2affectwithana.org to complete a fast and easy assessment to determine whether you or a loved one may be at risk. The site also offers a directory and will help you find local services such as transportation, volunteer programs, or senior centers.
For more, visit connect2affect.org. That's connect2affect.org. Now you're in the know.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. When you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. And when you order online at Staples.com, you can pick up in-store in an hour. So now it's easier than ever to get great gifts for everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Thank you. California cell phone safety guidelines. Why are they different, Victoria, than anybody else's? Why is there a need in California to have special cell phone guidelines? Why isn't there some national clearing bank or the World Health Organization probably involved in this? Is this about radiation or what is this about?
It is about radiation. And the reason you ask great questions, as
Thank
always,
you.
Dougie, but the it's not necessarily that there is more of a need in California than anywhere else. It's that there's a demand in California from consumers to know the safety and to know what they're doing with their cell phones and what risks they're accepting when they use a cell phone. As always, with a lot of health things, in my opinion, California is way ahead of the rest of the country. So many legislations have come after California has said, hey, look, this is an issue, and then other states will follow suit. I think this was 100% going to happen with cell phones, too. A couple months ago, you may remember that there was a leaked document that came from the California Department of Public Health about cell phone safety. We reported on it in our tech segment. It was not an official report. It was leaked. However, now the official report is out. It has all the same information. Essentially, what the state of California is now saying is that this is not about being distracted and using your phone, which is a separate issue, and that's bad enough. This is actually about what the radiation does. Brain cancer, tumors, acoustic nerve and salivary gland tumors. This is anything that's related to where your phone may be held. The tumors on the side of your head where you do hold your phone are becoming more and more prevalent. Other things like lower sperm count and sperm quality is compromised in men, various effects on learning and memory, headaches and restless sleep for both men and women. Children and teens are particularly at risk because their brains are still developing and are much more vulnerable to radiation that comes from cell phones. So part of the guidelines of what California wants you to know, a few things to keep in mind. Keep your phone away from your body whenever possible. Carry it in your purse or a briefcase instead of your pocket. That's really important. Keeping it away from your person as much as possible. Reduce your cell phone use when your signal is weak. This is something that people never think of. If you only have one or two bars, or if you're in a fast-moving car or a bus or a train, try not to use your cell phone because that actually emits more radio frequency while your phone is trying to keep up with the changing signals going from tower to tower when you're in a fast-moving vehicle. So try to keep your phone, pull off to the side of the road, or wait until you're out of the car to make a phone call. Reduce the use of cell phones to stream audio. Don't listen to your, this is a big one that the people don't know about. Do not stream audio or video on your phone if you can help it. So yeah, walking in the park, listen to the sounds of nature. That's much better for you. Keep your phone away from your bed at night, especially away from your head. Don't use headsets when you're not on a call. And avoid any products that claim to block radio frequency energy. They actually double your risk. So lots of information. We'll post all of this
helpful.
On our Facebook page.
A lot of people buy those things with the exact opposite intention.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.